Good morning, students. Welcome to the distant education started by AEES. You have studied geography as one of the components of your social studies course up to secondary stage. Now, you will study geography as an independent subject and learn about the physical environment of the earth, human activities and their interactive relationships. All of you may have a question in your mind, why should we study geography? Why should we study geography? We know that we live on the surface of the earth. And our lives are affected by our surroundings in many ways. We depend on the resources to sustain ourselves in the surrounding areas. Primitive societies subsisted on natural means of subsistence, that is, edible plants and animals. With the passage of time, we developed technologies and started producing our food using natural resources such as land, soil, water. We adjusted our food habits and clothing according to the prevailing weather condition. There are variations in the natural resource base, technological development, adaptation with and modification of physical environment. In geography, you will learn about the diverse land and people. You should be interested in understanding the changes which have taken place over time. Geography equips you to appreciate diversity and investigate into the causes responsible for creating such variation over space and time. You will also develop skill to understand the globe, which are converted into maps. You will also learn the modern scientific techniques such as GIS, Geographical Information System. You will learn computer cartography. So this geography is a very interesting subject. Earlier you have studied it as a mixture of social science, history, geography, political science, economics. But now I think you will slowly and slowly, when we will go through all the chapters, you will come to know why should we study geography. How interesting this geography is. Another question can come in your mind is, what is this geography? What is geography? You know that Earth is our home. It is also the home of many other creatures, big and small creatures, which live on the Earth and sustain. The Earth's surface is not uniform. It has variation in its physical features. There are mountains, hills, valleys, plains, plateaus, oceans, lakes, desert, etc. There are variation in the social and cultural features also. There are villages, cities, roads, railways, ports, market, and many other elements which are created by human being. This variation provides a clue to the understanding of the relationship between the physical environment and social or cultural features. We can say that geography is description of the earth. This word geo and graphos, it is coming from the two words geo and graphos. This word was first given by Eratosthenes. He was a Greek scholar. he had first coined this term geography, Eratosthenes. And this word has been derived from two root from Greek language. One is geo, means earth. Another is graphos, that is description. So we can say that this subject is about the description of the earth, or it is the abode of human being. Geography is also the study of aerial differentiation. According to Richard Hartson, geography is concerned with the description and explanation of aerial differentiation of the earth's surface. Aerial differentiation, like the cropping pattern of West Bengal is different from the cropping pattern of Punjab or the cropping pattern of Maharashtra. Why it is varying from one region to another region? Because the soil is not same. The soil of West Bengal is different and the soil of Maharashtra is different. Climate is not same. Climate of West Bengal is different. Climate of Maharashtra is different. The demand in the market is different. The capacity of the farmer to invest and technological inputs available with the farmer, that is also different. Thus, the concern of geography is to find out the relationship between any two phenomena, to find out the relationship between any two phenomena, or between more than one phenomena. A geographer explains the phenomena in a frame of cause and effect relationship. What is the cause and what is the effect? And it does not only help in interpretation, but also it foresee the phenomena in future. So geography is concerned with the study of nature and human interaction as an integrated whole. Human is an integral part of the nature, and nature has the imprints of human. Nature has influenced different aspects of human life. Its imprint can be noticed on food, clothing, shelter, occupation. Human beings have come to terms with nature through adaptation, modification. As you already know, the present society has passed the stage of primitive society, which were directly dependent on their immediate physical environment for sustenance. Present society have modified the natural environment by inventing and using technology, and thus have expanded the horizon of their operation by approaching and utilizing the resources provided by nature. According to Hettner, the definition of geography he has given, that geography studies the differences of phenomena casually related in parts of the earth's surface. How geography is related with natural science? The traditional physical geography is linked with geology, meteorology, hydrology, pedology, geomorphology, climatology, oceanography, soil geography. All these have close link with the natural science. Natural science, that is physics, chemistry, biology, as they derive their data from the science. Biogeography, it is related with botany, zoology, as well as ecology. A geographer should have basic knowledge of mathematics, because geography is concerned with astronomical location and deals with latitude and longitude. So if you want to calculate the time between India and England, you have to know mathematics. Based on the latitude and longitude, you have to calculate the time of the two places. The cartographic and quantitative techniques require sufficient knowledge of mathematics, how to draw the different maps, map projection. For map projection, you require sufficient knowledge of mathematics. Then in geography, you have to do statistics. It is also related with econometrics. Climatology is related with biology, or we can say chemistry. Soil geography is related with again chemistry. So many branches, the different branches of physical geography, they are related with natural science. Geography is also related with social science, the branches of human geography. Like, say, for example, social geography, political geography, economic geography, population geography, settlement geography. They are closely linked with these disciplines, as each one of them has special attributes. The branches of human geography, they have direct relation, direct link with social science, such as history, political science, sociology, philosophy, anthropology, economics, demography, etc. History and geography, they are closely related to each other, because these two subjects are concerned with time and space respectively. According to Hartzog, description according to time is history. That according to space is geography. History is narrative, geography is descriptive. Political science, it is concerned with the territory, people, sovereignty, while political geography is interested in studying the state as spatial unit, as well as people and their political behavior. Economic geography, it is a very important branch of human geography, and it has very deep relation with economics. Economics deal with the economic needs of man and the sources of their supply. It is primarily concerned with production, distribution, exchange, consumption of goods. Each of these attributes has special aspect, which is studied by economic geography. Population geography, it is concerned with demography. Social geography, it is related with sociology. Cultural geography, it is related with anthropology. So we can see how physical geography is related with natural science, and how human geography is related with social science. What are the branches of geography? In class 11th and 12th, what are the branches of geography? Basically, we will study physical geography in class 11, and in class 12, we will study human geography. But to study geography, there are two approaches. One is systematic approach, another is regional approach. The systematic approach is also known as general geography. And this approach was introduced by Alexander von Humboldt. Alexander von Humboldt. He was a German geographer. While the regional geography
तक बना रहा है, निर्गुणवाद में ईश्वर को गुणातीत, सर्वव्यापक और सर्वज्ञ माना जाता है, जिसे ब्रह्म, परमात्मा आदि संबोधन दिया गया है। कबीर दास ने उसे राम तो कहा है, लेकिन वह दशरथ सुत राम नहीं है, यह नाम स्मरण का माध्यम मात्र है। संतो देखत जग बौराना, सांच कहो तो मारन धावे, झूठे जगपतियाना, नेमी देखा धर्मी देखा, प्रात करे असनाना, आत्म मारी पखान ही पूजे, उनमें कछु नहीं ज्ञाना, अर्थ इस प्रकार है। कबीरदास कहते हैं कि हे संत देखो, यह संसार जो है बौरा गया है, अर्थात पागल हो गया है। अगर इन संसार के लोगों से सच्ची बात कही जाती है तो वे मारने के लिए दौड़ते हैं, वहीं अगर इनसे झूठी बात कही जाती है तो झूठी बातों पर वे विश्वास कर लेते हैं। कबीरदास का कहना है कि उन्होंने नियम करने वाले को देखा है, धर्म कर्म करने वाले को देखा है, प्रातः जो स्नान करते हैं, पूजा पाठ करते हैं, उनको भी देखा है। ऐसे लोगों को देखा है जो आत्मा को मारकर, स्वयं को मारकर, मतलब अपने मान सम्मान को भूलकर पखान ही पूजे माने पत्थर की पूजा करते हैं, उनमें बस वही ज्ञान रह गया है। बहुतक देखा पीर औलिया पढ़े किताब कुरैना, उन्होंने बहुत से पीर औलिया को देखा। पीर औलिया मतलब जो धर्म गुरु और संत ज्ञानी हैं, वे पीर औलिया। तो बहुत से पीर औलिया को देखा है, ये किताब पढ़ते हैं, कुरान पढ़ते हैं। कई मुरीद तदबीर बतावे उनमें वह जो ज्ञाना, कई जो है इनमें वे भाग्य बतलाते हैं, शिष्य बनाते हैं, तरह तरह के उपाय बतलाते हैं, उनके अंदर इसी प्रकार का ज्ञान है। आसन मारी डिंभ धरी बैठे मन में बहुत गुमाना, वे आसन मारकर बैठते हैं, तरह तरह के आडंबर करते हैं, उनके मन के अंदर जो है बहुत ही गुमान है, घमंड है। पीपर पाथर पूजन लागे तीर्थ गर्भ भुलाना, वे पीपल की पूजा करते हैं, पत्थर की पूजा करते हैं, जगह जगह तीर्थ यात्राएं करते हैं और इनके गर्भ में वे जो है सब कुछ भूल जाते हैं। टोपी पहरी माला पहरी छाप तिलक अनुमाना, वे टोपी पहनते हैं, गले में माला धारण करते हैं और उनके इन क्रियाकलापों को देखकर ही, मस्तक पर तिलक छाप को देखकर ही वे जो हैं कैसे हैं, किस प्रकार के आडंबर वाले व्यक्ति हैं, यह अनुमान लगाया जा सकता है। साखी शब्द ही गावत भूले आत्म खबरी न जाना, यद्यपि वे साखी गाते हैं, शब्द गाते हैं, लेकिन साखी शब्द को गाते हुए भी आत्मा में ही परमात्मा का निवास है, इस परम तत्व बात को जो है वे नहीं जानते हैं। हिंदू कहे मोहि राम प्यारा, तुर्क कहे रहिमाना, हिंदू जो है वे राम को प्यारा बतलाते हैं, राम की पूजा करते हैं, राम को परम सत्ता मानते हैं, तो तुर्क यानी मुसलमान जो है वे रहीम को अपना सब कुछ मानते हैं। लेकिन आपस में दो लड़ी लड़ी मुए मर्म न काहू जाना, आपस में दोनों धर्म के नाम पर लड़ते रहते हैं। धर्म का वास्तविक मर्म क्या है, वास्तव में धर्म क्या है, इसके संबंध में ना तो हिंदू जानते हैं सही रूप से और ना तो मुसलमान सही रूप से जानते हैं। घर घर मंत्र देत फिरत है महिमा के अभिमाना, ऐसे जो धर्मगुरु हैं वे घर घर लोगों को धर्म के संबंध में मंत्र देते फिरते हैं, तरह तरह की बातें कहते फिरते हैं, और कहें अगर हम तो उनके अंदर में जो है कि वे बहुत महिमाशाली है, बहुत महिमा मंडित है, इस बात का जो है उन्हें बहुत अभिमान है। तो ऐसे गुरु के सहित सिख सब बूढ़े अंतकाल पछताना, ऐसे जो गुरु है